This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has now joined dozens of other countries in grounding Boeing's new 737 MAX jets after new satellite tracking suggested a similarity in two recent deadly crashes involving them. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The president announced
all of those planes are grounded, effective immediately.
And then the FAA's acting chief explained enhanced satellite imagery and new evidence gathered at the Ethiopian crash site provided data.
The track of the Ethiopian Airlines flight was very close and behaved very similarly to the Lion Air flight.
Canada's transport minister explains they now know the Ethiopian jet's automatic system kicked in to force the nose of the aircraft downward. And in the case of the Lion Air crash in October, those pilots unsuccessfully fought against that software. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump is warning GOP senators ahead of a key vote Thursday on a resolution opposing his declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president declared the emergency to bypass Congress and steer billions of dollars toward building his border wall. The Democratic-led House passed a resolution blocking his move, and the GOP-controlled Senate will vote tomorrow.
I told Republican senators, vote any way you want. Vote how you feel good.
But the president also says voting yes equals voting against border security, plus drug and human trafficking.
That's a bad vote.
Despite a GOP effort to save him from defeat, it appears the resolution will pass tomorrow. The president will then issue his first veto. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And the U.S. Senate voted to cut off support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting rebels in Yemen. This comes as lawmakers from both major parties expressed disappointment over Mr. Trump's tepid response to the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate. This is VOA News. President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort was sentenced Wednesday to about 3.5 more years in prison for charges arising from special counsel Robert Mueller's probe into Russia's role in the 2016 U.S. election, with the judge giving him a stern lecture about his lies and criminal behavior. Reuters' Nathan Frandino.
It nearly doubles the sentence imposed by another judge almost a week ago, saying that Manafort, quote, knew exactly what he was doing. Judge Amy Berman Jackson imposed a 73-month sentence for two counts of conspiracy and witness tampering Manafort admitted to last year. During the sentencing, Manafort apologized to the court, saying, quote, I am sorry for what I've done. Jackson said some would run concurrently with the 47 months a Virginia judge gave Manafort last week for eight counts of tax and bank fraud in a separate case, with the rest to be served consecutively. Both cases are tied to special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe, but relate to Manafort's lobbying work in Ukraine before joining Trump's campaign.
That's Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. Intense fighting continues in the town of Baghouz, where the remnants of Islamic State fighters are holed up. Prior to the latest IS counterattacks, Syrian Democratic Force officials had been voicing optimism in recent days that the battle against IS was nearing an end. After Prime Minister Theresa May's proposed deal with the EU was crushed in Parliament Tuesday, launching Britain into uncharted waters just 2 weeks before it's due to quit the bloc, Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
An exhausted May told an unruly House Britain still has to find an alternative.
The legal default in UK and EU law remains that the UK will leave the EU without a deal unless something else is agreed. The onus is now on every one of us in this House to find out what that is.
Now lawmakers will decide whether to delay Brexit. That's Thursday's vote in this week's parliamentary marathon. If yes, Britain will seek an extension to the negotiation period, or Article 50. But the EU will have to agree.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Nigerian emergency officials said at least 8 people have died and nearly 40 others have been rescued from a collapsed building in Lagos. An unknown number of children are dead or trapped in the rubble of the 3-story building that housed the primary school. The U.S. State Department is painting a grim picture of violations and abuses in countries that already have dismal records and its country reports on human rights practices for 2018. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Wednesday highlighted abuses in Iran, South Sudan, Nicaragua, and China in his remarks. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.